Blog Talk Radio.
Infection. I'll be your host tonight on Inside MLB, along with my partner, Will McElhaden. And tonight we have an exchange show for you. Tonight we'll be debating who we believe deserves the final nod, the 34th nod in the 2015 All-Star game in Cincinnati. And remember, YouTube, be a part of the show. Just keep calling at 566-9990 or enter our time at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. And just perfectly right now, right into our first topic of the American League final vote candidate Brian Dozier just hit a go-ahead 2-run home run. He steals 2 bases for Twins in 5-3 win over the O's. So that might give whoever we think in the American League the extra boost right there. Go-ahead 2-run home run. He steals all 2 bases. So the Twins needing to win game, trying to catch up with the Royals, possibly win that division, and then also going ahead for that wild card. So big game for Brian Dozier today. Might help Laura and I decide who we think to deserves the final nod in the American League.
Yeah, definitely. I think Brian Dozier has showed us this year that he is really, truly one of the best hitters in the American League. I mean, he has almost 20 home runs. This guy's really came out of nowhere, and I think he's definitely deserving of an all-star spot.
Yeah, Brian Dozier, I mean, he's a great guy, but also in the American League, there are great guys like Xander Bogaerts, Yoenis Cespedes, Brian Dozier. We said Brian Dozier, Brett Gardner, and obviously the Royals to vote very well are Mike Moustakas. So, I mean, deciding who we think is going to go and who we want to go is different. That's all we're going to give both of those. And also, just a quick thing, in the All-Star, in our previous, on last Monday when we did our All-Star game predictions, Will had 5 correct starters out of the 16, and I had 8 correct out of the 16. So 50% me with the win there. So just giving you a heads up on that. And Will was devastated when he heard that news.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, I was definitely crying. I stayed up all night last night, or the night, just in tears. I lost a couple pounds from all my crying. It's just a very emotional day for me.
All right, so now we're going to introduce the American League final vote candidates. So the first one is Xander Bogaerts at Boston. He's hitting 304, he has 3 home runs, 40 RBIs, he has 4 stolen bases, and 299 at-bats. He won a set space in the Detroit Tigers. He's batting 292. His 12 home runs, 46 RBIs, 3 stolen bases, 325 at-bats. Then Brian Dozier, who did just hit the home run with 2 bats he stole. He's batting 258. He has 17 home runs, 43 RBIs, 7 at-bats, and 307 steals and 326 at-bats. Brett Gardner of the Yankees. He's batting 296. He has 9 home runs, 39 RBIs, 15 stolen bases, and 297 at-bats. Mike Moustakas, he's batting 301. He has 7 home runs, 31 RBIs, 1 stolen base, and 289 at best. So, all great candidates. Xander Bogaerts, I mean, he's deserving. You want to assess this, he's deserving. Dozier, Gardner, and Moustakas are all deserving. I mean, but they're just better players, and one of them is going to go, and the other 4 aren't. So, Will, who do you have here in the American League? And then give a quick backup to go on that.
I think Brian Dozier should make it for the American League, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Brian Dozier should make it. I mean, I think he's done so much for the Twins' success this year, along with Corey Hunter. And I think his great game today and his walk-off home run a handful of nights ago is really going to help him.
Twins are doing good, and Brian Dozier is doing great. And obviously, what just happened did sway me a little bit. but not enough to pick Ryan Boucher. He's my second guy. But, I mean, the point stats that we see right now, Brian Dozier's leading in home runs, and he's leading in at-bats. So those stats you see, most people are going to vote Brian Dozier when they see this. But if you dig deeper, like I did, and you go to all the favorite metrics, like I did for the past hour and a half, specifically with the American League, I did a little bit in the National League with their pitchers. But for the American League, I'm going to have to go with, Brett Gardner of the Yankees. And one of the main reasons is, and first off, he's one of the most underrated guys, I think, in the major leagues. He's on a Yankees team that shouldn't be where they are right now. And one of the big part reasons is because of Brett Gardner. He's been underrated, but he's been there doing what he needs to do. And I basically went through most of the most common favorite metrics, including RBAT, RBS, or RDP, R field, et cetera. And Brett Gardner, he led an RBAT with 16. He was tied for RBS with two with Xander Bogaerts. He was tied for RDP with Brian Dozier and Mike Moustakas with one. So those are just a couple of the sets. But Brett Gardner, if you go through all the favorite metrics, he's just one of the most underrated guys. And by far, should be in the All-Star game because, I mean, basically, those reasons I just gave to you there.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening.
Okay, so now we're going to move to National League and give the candidates there. And so the first is their hometown Johnny Cueto. Right now he's 6-5, an ERA of 2.61, he's 113.2 in pitch, 111 strikeouts. Yoris Familia, closer for the Mets, he's 2-0 with 23 saves. He has a 1.13 ERA, 39.2 in pitch, 41 strikeouts. Clayton Kershaw, 5-6, with an ERA of 3.08, is 114 in pitch and 147 strikeouts. Carlos Martinez of the Cardinals, he's 9-3. With a 2.70 ERA, 100 pitch and 105 strikeouts. And the lone batter in the National League is Tori Tulowitzki. He's batting 320, 9 home runs, 45 RBIs, no bags stolen, and 278 at bats. So who do you have here in the National League?
As of today, I'm going to have to go with Johnny Cueto. I think his performance yesterday was really stating that he is able to play here with some of the big guys, so I think definitely he is going to make it for the American League.
I want to pick Johnny Cueto, I really do.
Or National
League. I mean, he's a hometown favorite, but he's probably going to go. But the guy that deserves to go is on the Mets, and he's opened the close, knocked down the bullpen as of late. 23 saves. Is just unbelievable. It's a 1.13 ERA, struck out 41-39 innings pitched, and he did get two wins. But, I mean, it's hard for me because he has the better stats initially. Johnny Cueto has a little bit better sabermetric. So I was tossing turn between Johnny Cueto and Yuri Familia. But at the end of the day, Yuri's, I'm thinking to myself, because the Mets are at 500 right now, or just they only have, last I checked, they have 4 to win. And the fact that Urias has saved 23 of those, which is over half them, is just phenomenal.
Give me options, I guess. What was that, Benson?
And that's why Urias Familia should be deserving in going to Cincinnati.
I don't know about that one, Benson.
Okay, so now we're going to move into the home run derby. And right now, the top 8 guys who, everybody would love to see, but are not going to see, are Giancarlo Stanton, Josh Donaldson, Todd Frazier, Nolan Arenado, Albert Pujols, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, and J.D. Martinez. And the matches that we see here are even better. John Hopkins faced Josh Thompson, top racial against Nolan Arenado, but if Stanton wouldn't be hurt and Harper would actually participate. Our goal also would be taking out Mike Trout. And, I mean, I like this because what it's basically signifying is that if Mike Trout were to win that, it would basically be saying Mike Trout is taking it, even though he probably always had. Our goal also says it's that season. And that's what the one matchup that I do want to see. And looking at the bracket that's probably going to happen, I mean, it's still a high possibility, but I do not have that. So let's go through a perfect world bracket. How about that? So, Will, in a perfect world, John Carlos Stanton versus Josh Thompson, who do you have winning that?
I would have to have John Carlos Stanton winning it. I mean, last year he was sort of disappointing as it, I think it was the National League semifinals, you know, the championship in the home run derby, and he only had to hit like two home runs. Todd Frazier had only hit one, and he ended up hitting none. I think Giancarlo Stanton, in your second year, I think that's really the year where you go to win it, and so I think he would have a better chance of winning this year if you were healthy and able to play.
Yeah. I'm with you there. Stanton, Josh Thompson does have power, but he doesn't have much. I mean, in a hitter-friendly ballpark, basically you have to look at who has more power, Giancarlo Stanton and Josh Thompson. And, I mean, it's obviously Giancarlo Stanton. That's where I pick him. All right, so in the next round, will be hometown favorite, Todd Frazier going up against Nolan Arenado. Who do you have here, Will?
Well, both these guys, I feel, have a tremendous amount of power. But I'm going to have Todd Frazier. I mean, he really competed with Yoenis Cespedes in it last year all the way down to the bitter end. But, I mean, unless Nolan Arenado turns out to be like a Yoenis Cespedes-type home run derby hitter out of sort of nowhere, hitting a whole bunch of home runs, I really don't think he's going to have any chance against the hometown Todd Frazier.
Yeah, I mean, both these guys aren't here from the ballpark, but fans are obviously going to be rooting for Todd Frazier. And Todd Frazier, I mean, he was clutch last year. Not necessarily looking to one home run, but he did hang in there doing it. That's just. And one thing I do want to point out, the fact that Brett Gardner and Will Brian Dozier, Yoenis Cespedes is not going to be in the home run derby this year. He's not in those numbers. So, I mean, it's just, it's sad to me that Yoenis Cespedes can't go out there and speed because he's just such a good home run derby hitter. Yeah, basically.
Wait, Benson, why can't he be in it this year?
Because, well, first off, I pick Brett Gardner, you pick Brian Dozier. Second off, he only has 12 home runs, and that's not in the top 8 in the major leagues. And the rules are, this year, they'll be seeded who has the most home runs as of July 7th, and Yoenis Cespedes only has 12. And the tiebreaker for that will be who's the most home runs. My top 10 after that would be Clint Cook. And Yoenis Cespedes has no chance because right now, tied for 8th are Josh Thompson and Nelson Cruz. Both of them are going to get in. And then after that, there are 3 guys that are tied. Josh Peterson, Mark Teixeira, and Paul Goldschmidt. So Yoenis Cespedes has no chance, sadly, of getting into the home group.
Oh, wait, so they're not doing it like they did last year where they had the captains and stuff?
No, there are no captains.
Okay.
Okay, so, and then we're on the same track, pretty sure. And then we'll come back to Stan versus Frazier later. But now we have our Pujols and Mike Trout. Well, who do you see Trout taking over Pujols and basically winning Los Angeles? Or do you see Pujols continuing hitting the power like he's been doing this year?
Well, I really don't know. I think this is, the two teammates going off. Mike Trout has ever, I know Mike Trout hasn't been one, but has Albert Pujols?
Oh, yes, he's been wonderful.
Yeah.
2003, 2007.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Albert Pujols on this one. I feel like Albert Pujols is more of a home run derby type hitter, if that even is a thing. I just feel like he'll he'll have the experience over a young Mike Trout in his first home run derby, so I'm going to have to pick him.
I think Trout, if this were to happen, which it still might happen, because in the bracket, Pujols would have to win and Trout would have to win, and then they'd face each other. But that's for after the break. But, I mean, we're having a good discussion right here, so please stay tuned in. Sorry to cut it short. We have to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue this and go into the actual bracket. It will be a little bit faster, less explaining, but and then we'll obviously go into more depth tomorrow. And then Friday, again, we'll check in with the final vote guys are and basically just have a good rest of the week. Please stay tuned in and also tune in tomorrow and Friday.
I'm going to have to go with Bryce Harper. I mean, Bryce Harper put on a show in the 2013 one in New York, so I think he would do it, and he has a year of doing it, and this would be J.D. Martinez's first.
I don't want Bryce Harper to want to compete. It's not like you're going to get, there's a low chance that you might hurt, but you're not going to get hurt for competing in the home run derby. I mean, I just don't see where Bryce Harper's going here, because he's competing in the home run derby in the past. Is he afraid to fight, or is he just so cocky now that he's taking all these home runs that he feels like he's too good for everybody? I mean, not only the Stanley Cup participating now, Bryce Harper can, and those two are going to be the best two power hitters in the game. The fact that they can't participate, Bryce Harper chose not to participate, it's just bad for the sport, and I think there'll be a lot more rates if Bryce Harper would actually compete, and a ton more of Stanley would not be hurt, but and I don't know why Bryce Harper chose to do this, and I can't speak there. But I want to see him hit home runs in Cincinnati because the hitter friendly ballpark. He took a lot of those 5 minutes, and I mean some rumors were he's a patient guy. He doesn't like the clock. Well, okay then, as many as you can in 5, and you can still be patient. You'll probably still beat JD Martinez. It just doesn't make sense to me why Bryce Harper would not compete in this.
Yeah, and I definitely think it would help improve the sport too. I mean, he really I think Bryce Harper brings more of an electric vibe to any game he would play, and then definitely to the home run derby. So I think he just needs to take this one for everyone else instead of for himself and compete in the home run derby.
And I'd have Bryce Harper here, and that's why I picked Trout. To have Trout and Harper go against each other, following Pujols and Trout. I mean, wouldn't this be a great homer derby? You see Pujols and Trout, and you see Trout and Harper, who are always compared to each other. This would be arguably one of the greatest matchup homer derbies of all time. And then, at the end, I have Stanton and Harper. So, I mean, all these guys, most powerful, Pujols and Trout, Trout and Harper, Harper and Stanton, and then to see who's going to win that, wouldn't that be great? But Harper had to ruin it, and that's just what frustrates me about the whole situation of why he chose not to participate.
Yeah, definitely. I think he should just do it, and it would make the home run derby a lot more exciting.
Our smiley is Giancarlo Stanton, Todd Frazier. Who do you have here?
Giancarlo Stanton, Todd Frazier?
Yes.
Yeah, this would be a rematch of the one the year before, but I would think, again, I would have to give Todd Frazier.
I have Sean Carlson here. He's not going to choose again. He's in a very hitter-friendly ballpark. Last year, they were in Minnesota, which is not hitter-friendly. He only hit none, but he has the most power of any guy in the big league. He's not going to lose the Todd Frazier if he weren't injured. That is Bryce Harper. Well, for me, it's Bryce Harper against Trout. For you, it's Harper against Pujols. Did you have Harper Pujols?
Oh, I'm going to have Bryce Harper on this one.
All right, we have to go to the cinema section. When we come back, we'll finish for me, Trout and Harper, and then for Will, it's Frazier Pujols. So then for the final, and then we'll do we'll probably not have time to go into the real bracket, but we'll give you the topic, guys. And, I mean, I'm excited for the home run derby, even though I sadly won't be able to watch it, neither will. I mean, we might be able to, but I know I won't. But it's the same home run derby, and the Futures game is on Sunday. Sunday Night Baseball in Pittsburgh on Sunday. It's an exciting baseball week and weekend. Very excited. All-Star game is coming up. Can't wait. Please stay tuned in and enjoy. Take that for the me to give Trout to Bryce Harper. I have Bryce Harper. It's quick, simple. Bryce Harper is better than a hitter from the ballpark. It's more power than Mike Trout. I don't care what anybody says about that. Well, I have top pressure going up against Albert Pujols. Who do you see here?
I'm going to have a Todd Frazier in this one winning it. I think just the crowd is going to be behind him, and so I'm going to have to go with him.
And I have another great matchup that Stanton and Harper both of them can't compete. So if that were to happen, I'd have Bryce Harper winning it all. Okay, and now I'm going to just do a quick thing. If Stanton and Harper can't play, so I crossed them out in the perfect four bracket. So what would happen? Would probably be Josh Donaldson, unless it would be Donaldson versus Frazier. I probably have Frazier winning that. And then Harper Martinez would happen, so it would be Martinez and then JD Martinez versus Mike Trout. Trout would be JD Martinez. And then, so in the finals, it would be Trout and Frazier, and I'd probably see Mike Trout winning that. So Mike Trout would probably win in this bracket, but it's a new bracket. And the A-types are going to most likely be coming are our people, Todd Frazier, Nolan Arenado, JD Martinez, Mike Trout, Nelson Cruz, Josh Donaldson, and Paul Goldschmidt. And remember, the A-guy, Paul Goldschmidt, does have some serious pop, too. And, I mean, he's probably excited that Harper decided not to compete because he is going to be in it. Or maybe if he hits home, how much will probably be in it, or could we drop Peterson or Mark Scherer? So that eight spots I'm going to be for Peterson, Goldschmidt, Machera, and I'd like to see Goldschmidt personally. That's why I have him in the bracket. But, I mean, Jock, if you listen to the show in the past, everybody knows I love, and Mark Scherer. So we have to time to do something also. Let's go.
I'm going to take away I just really hope that Bryce Harper changes his mind and decides to participate.
I mean, this could be one of his stunts, I guess. He says no, and then he says yes, and everybody's happy. But, I mean, it's still going to be a good home run derby. We might see a Pujols-Trout matchup. Paul Goldschmidt, I want to see him in, but it might be Jock or Mark Scherer. And those three guys are now going to be battling extra hard. Get a home run, get to the home run derby. It's that simple now. Paul Goldschmidt, Jock Peterson, Paul Goldschmidt. Now, who would you want to see? Jock Peterson, who you know I love, Paul Goldschmidt, or Mark Scherer?
I would like to see the rookie Jock Peterson and how he can do.
All right, I don't want to see Goldschmidt, and I'm surprised that you actually picked Jock Peterson because this ongoing Chris Bryant Jock Peterson argument we've been having.
Yeah.
All right. I would say Jason Stent and Logan Noe, Fedlin's the Planet Production, Inside MLB, MLB.com, and Bleacher Report. It says he's with statues on the show tonight. You can tune in tomorrow from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com. /InsideMLB. Thank you for tuning in. Please follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio, the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. My name is Benson Sexton, and my partner is Will McLennan. You can email us at InsideMLB123@gmail.com with your questions or insights. Okay, now a word from our sponsors. Have you ever asked, where do you want to go to eat? Only the response, I don't know. Where do you want to go? Deciding where to eat is over. Welcome to Let's Settle It. And if you search for Amazon Presto, Let's Settle It will pick the restaurant. You'll be notified just before arriving at the chosen dining establishment. Download Let's Settle It for free on Android and Google Store. Learn more at www.letsettleitapp.com. Make Let's Settle It part of your life today. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Ben Spector. I'm partner with Will McLaughlin. Have a fantastic Wednesday, July 8th.